I want you to love me like my dog.
It is 8:11 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 75 degrees under sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're on CN2, that's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. And you heard the music? That means our good friend Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County is with us. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday. I don't know about you guys, but did that whole rain just put all the allergies right back into your head?
Yeah,
oh,
it did,
goodness.
But what I liked is it cooled things down for a moment.
For a moment.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I took the dogs out after the rain,
yes,
of course, because they wouldn't budge. But it was only for a moment, and oh, my word, the heat started building up again, as did the pressure. I don't know if you felt that.
I did. My little Ivan, he'll be 18 on Wednesday, my 18-year-old toy poodle, yeah.
Oh, my God.
When the weather fired up, he's hard of hearing, but it was amazing that he knew, he could tell.
Mm-hmm.
When things were going on, he started pacing around the house, and I'm like, calm down, Brinkley. He was all out of whack when the storm was going on.
Absolutely. They can feel it coming. You know, I heard someone say they can smell you like blocks away coming home.
Yes.
It's amazing what they can do.
You've got our cat of the week here. She's cute.
I sure do, and isn't he just
stunning? Oh, it's a he. Okay.
It is a he, I know, and the name is Juju, so that's kind of a unique name right there in the middle. But he is so stunning. Came to us as a stray, and what we have learned so far is obviously he's gorgeous and he is just mostly white with some black and amazing whiskers. But he is, oh my gosh, when he came in, he wasn't so gorgeous. Mm. He was an absolute mat, and down to the point of pain.
Oh, wow.
You know, they were so knotted that we needed to wait for our stray hold, because that's the law. And then once we got past that, the 5-day stray hold, then we got him into the vet to be put under just a little for clipping, because it was so painful. But once he was done, he started his just feeling a lot better. We're estimating him to be just under a year and a half young, but he is his own dude. He likes what he likes, and he doesn't like what he doesn't like, right? So he pretty much a cat. And he enjoys your company, but not being picked up. So it's got to be on his terms, and that's okay. You know, he deserves it. He's had quite a life in his 1.5 years. He is neutered. He's vaccinated, microchip, and he's tested. And what basically just been going on with him is he really needs some time to just relax and transition. He's been with us about 4 months, and we just want him into a home where he can just transition for the very final time for his true forever. Time to relax, gain confidence with his person and his surroundings. We want him to be an inside cat only. He has longer hair, so you have to consider that with his adoption, because he will need some additional grooming. Mm. He's a character, and he would love to meet his match. So if Juju melts your heart, stop by during business hours or give us a call, 803-802-0902. We'd love to talk to you more about him. He's just lovely. Then we've got the dog of the week, and look at these eyes.
Yeah, those are incredible. Celeste.
She's beautiful. And she also came in as a stray. She was found on the side of the road, so we're learning more and more about her. Since she is brand new, she's obviously gorgeous, and she's this muted brindle coat, piercing eyes, and a great big grin. We're estimating her to be just a kid at 6 months old, and she's a little hesitant at first, so she needs some confidence building. So we need someone who wants to just do a little training, give her some patience, confidence building, and we're confident that maybe with enough time and confidence, she will do better with some canine friends. Right now, she's just like, I don't think so. So giving her the time she needs. She loves her walks and yard play, obviously, because she is a pup and she needs to expel that energy. We're thinking she is a terrier mix, and at full grown, she should be maybe 45 to 50 pounds. She just really needs someone to call her very own, and just if somebody just sees her face and falls in love, she will be your very best BFF. So she deserves a do-over, like they all do. Given what we don't know about her past experience, you know, She just needs someone to just give her time, love, and attention. She, again, is spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped, and she can't wait to meet her perfect connection. So if this baby melts your heart, call us. Let's get an appointment on the books, 803-802-0902, and see if a connection is truly there. We would love it. Love it for her and love it for you, because, boy, I'll tell you, when people say, who rescued who, they do to us
now,
right there.
We've got some intense heat coming up over the next, about 7 to 10 days. What are some things we need to be on the lookout for our furry friends?
Oh, my gosh. This is super important, and it's so dangerous to them. And, you know, just personal experience, last night it got a little toasty, but then it cooled off. We went for a walk after the cool off, but we still had a little feet issues, you know. There's just, it's so hot. So make sure you have plenty of fresh water. They must be in shade. Better yet, have them inside in the air conditioning. Walk early morning or late in the evening when the coolness kind of hits, or at least a break in the heat. Check the pavement, you know, stay on the grassy areas where you can, and never, never leave your dog in the car or your cat in the car. It's just too hot, and it happens. The heat stroke can happen within minutes. So you think you're running in for a few minutes, and it's too late. So just for your pet's sake, leave them at home in the air conditioning, comfortable on a couch, and pay attention to them, because they will tell you if they're excessively panting, drooling, you know, bright red gums. All these things are signs of a potential heat stroke. So vomiting, weakness, just stay in the know, right? Watch them so that you can take action if you need to. Better yet, precautionary, leave them in the air conditioning. They are so smart, they will stop and say, we're not doing this. Well, I'll go pee-pee and go back in the house. So they're pretty wonderful about that. And then, you know, stay in the know. We do post a lot of things on our Facebook, activities, our needs, new babies coming in. So stay in the know by liking us on Facebook. And, of course, get involved with your community. Choose something you love. But if you love these animals, sign up to volunteer. Sign up to be a foster. And the list goes on of the things you can do to get involved. We also understand if you're too busy to take in animals or to volunteer, you can just be creative and do things at home. Bake goods if you like to bake. Do them for our people and our pets. Bring water. Bring some good, yummy hydration for our people. All these things are just wonderful to do for our mission, but you'd never think of them because they're just things you normally do. Order online supplies. You know, have a fundraiser or a food drive off-site. All these things are just so easy, and it just takes a minute. And we have some off-site, rescue needs that we are just in desperate need of this week. Laundry detergent, small litter boxes, baby food, if you can believe it, for our kittens, chicken or turkey, obviously, puppy food, and then clay cat litter. And you can drop those off during the week anytime, 8 to 12 or 1 to 4 at 8177 Regent Parkway. And consider us in your giving. Give of your treasures, your talents, all these things, and particularly your time. And shop, because the shopping creates money for our mission. So it all kind of goes full circle. And then we love to share, from January 1 to current, we have placed 92 dogs and 269 cats, so that's a total of 361 pets, with the help of your listeners. So thank you, because telling a friend, you never know who you're going to tell to make a connection. And even if they come in the door, if they don't meet that dog or cat, they're going to meet somebody to fall in love. That's fabulous. Adoption is adoption, so make it part of your life, because they really do rescue us.
Mary Beth, thank you so much, and have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, too. You have a great week. Take care.
Mary Beth with the Humane Society of York County and our Pets of the Week. It is 820 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our Monday morning commute, as is Rock Hills, Dave Valboa of our Cherry Road, 70.